8:42 on a Tuesday morning. We are joined now in studio by Michael Moss, who is with Catholic Charities of Southern Minnesota, and we're going to talk about caregiving. Michael, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah,
we certainly
thanks for
appreciate
having me.
That. You have a series of workshops that
yes.
will be coming up, putting on in partnership with the Northfield Hospital and Clinics about caregivers and caregiving. Why don't we start off with, I would say an easy question, but it's not always an easy question. What is a caregiver?
Yeah, so a caregiver really is anyone who looks after a loved one or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that individual could be a sick, you know, somebody that's sick, elderly, or just a loved one with disabilities. You know, that person could be living at home with them, could be in assisted living, could be in a nursing home situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have, along with the person they're giving care to, caregivers really have, they've got to care for themselves.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the,
as well.
That's one of the key themes of this workshop series is how to teach caregivers to care for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Is that, do you think that's one of the biggest challenges that a caregiver would face?
It is, honestly. Prior to even facilitating these workshops myself, I've been in a caregiver role for two different family members and currently my father. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there are a lot of unique challenges and stresses that go along with caregiving.
Why don't we get into your background a little bit? We don't need to get too personal, but more of on a professional level. You've mentioned you've done some caregiving.
Yeah, so I'm the administrator of active aging programs at Catholic Charities,
mm-hmm.
Covering a 5-county service area, including Rice County. So we have a number of health and wellness programs, volunteer programs for seniors, a number of different programs related to seniors.
All right. Now, when you let's get into the seminars themselves, this is a 6-part series?
Yes, it's okay. A 6-series workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be meeting once a week on Mondays from September 24th to October 29th. From 1 to 3:30 p.m., and it'll be at the Northfield Hospital in Meeting Room A.
Now, the name of the series is Powerful Tools for Caregivers.
Correct.
Tell us how the name relates to what you're doing.
Yeah, so we do provide, you know, like I said, there's a lot of unique challenges mm-hmm. caregivers face, and so we provide tools for caregivers to cope with a number of things. Stress can be often a factor. We hear that from a numerous amount of people that take our workshops or that attend the workshops, that stress, you know, am I doing enough for my loved one? Am I not doing enough? Tough decisions that they have to make. Sometimes it's related to transitioning into, you know, in a different living situation. Dealing with communication issues, you know, oftentimes there's a myriad of emotions that caregivers go through. It could be frustration, anger, depression, you name it. There's a lot of things caregivers deal with, so we try to give them the tools to cope with that role as a caregiver.
Boy, that's got, you know, you think of where the science in the field has gone over the course of the last couple, 3 decades or so.
Yeah.
Those things used to just go on and, you know, probably just bother people. Now some of the issues have been identified and having
yes.
tools to cope with it.
Yeah.
Talk about that evolution.
Well, you know, even for myself, you know, I mentioned I was a caregiver. You know, The responsibilities that go on top of what people are already doing in their everyday life is an extreme challenge. And knowing how to manage time, knowing how to communicate with healthcare providers, with the individual that you're caring for, with other family members, you know, like you said, there hasn't been a lot of emphasis until the past few years on the role of caregiving and how important that is and the struggles that caregivers face. And so, again, with this workshop, we're trying to provide those tools to help them manage their role as a caregiver.
Now, the caregiving itself, there are a lot of different, I guess, maybe levels. You have professional caregivers. You have people that privately are working, you know, full-time caring for somebody, or maybe part-time. They get home from work. They
right.
have to
yeah.
you know, stop on. Is this, who should, you know, who is this intended for? Is it all the above?
So it's good you bring it up, because to define it, you know, defining a caregiving role really is any person that is caring for a loved one, a friend, and, you know, it could be a spouse that they're living with that maybe has Alzheimer's, dementia, but that's not the only caregiver. you know, other caregivers, for instance, you know, may be in an assisted living already, but they're visiting on a regular basis. They're overseeing their care. Same situation with a nursing home. You know, or they may be living independently on their own, but they just need that caregiving assistance. So there are a lot of different dynamics, different areas that people play in a role as a caregiver.
Now, we think of caregiver caring for the elderly. I would imagine there's a whole section of caregivers out there who are giving care to somebody who's not necessarily old,
yes,
maybe in a situation of, or be it permanent or temporary.
Most definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there.
You know, there's chronic illness situations where a friend or a family member may need that help from a caregiver. You know, there are a lot of situations that kind of put people in that caregiver role. So, no, it's not just elderly. You know, someone could have a disability that needs a caregiver. So, yeah, there are a lot of different areas that caregiving is provided in.
All right. Now, let's go back into the seminars. When and where happen?
So, again, these six sessions, it's a six-session workshop, Powerful Tools for Caregivers. There is no free fee. It is free to the public. So any adult, anyone 18 or older that feels that they are in that caregiver role is free to attend. We provide all the materials. They're able to use those materials over the six-week period at no cost. And there's, like I said, no cost for the workshop. If they want to purchase the materials, there is that option. But that's totally up to them. But the workshops, again, are from Mondays, September 24th through October 29th. It'll be from 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Northfield Hospital in Meeting Room A. Registration is required because we do have limited seating. We try to keep the group around 15, 16 people because it's very interactive. And so we ask participants, you know, it's very small, a work group setting, interactive. People share their feelings, thoughts, you know, about their different caregiver roles. But again, seating's limited, so if people do want to register, they do need to contact me, either by phone or email. They can also register online. But we are having a registration meeting Monday, September 17th, a week prior to the first date of the workshop. And again, that registration meeting is Monday, September 17th at 1 p.m. at Northfield Hospital in Meeting Room A. So if folks want to come and find out a little bit more about the program, see some of the materials that we'll be going through, they're more than welcome to do that.
And once again, the seminars are free, but you do registration is required for that. And that informational meeting is this coming Monday.
Yes.
It's almost here already.
I know.
We're less than a week away from September 17th. The first few weeks of the month have gone by very quickly. All right. Michael, is there anything else that you would like to pass along about caregiving or the seminars?
No, again, the workshop's free, but registration is required. They can contact me at my phone number, which is 507-450-1518, or they can contact me by my email address, which is mmaas@ccsomn.org.
All right. And we'll be posting this interview online, so if you missed that, the information will be available on our website as well, kymnradio.net. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck with your caregiving workshops.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, that's Michael Moss, the Active Aging Programs Administrator for Catholic Charities of Southern Minnesota. And if you'd like more information on that, once again, that'll be on our website as well.